As they prepare to vote tomorrow, Iraq's Kurds have reason to feel good about themselves. The Kurdish region in the north is far less violent than other areas, and the Kurds have been using oil money from Baghdad for new construction. Some Kurds even say they want to model their mountainous region on the Arab oil kingdoms of the Persian Gulf. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Iraqi Kurdistan.
2 weeks ago, Kurdistan's regional government held a ceremony for the start of oil drilling operations by a Norwegian company in rolling farmland not far from the Turkish border. Less than a mile from where the red and white oil rig now stands is the tiny farming village of Tauke, population around 400. Here, 19-year-old Halal Ali Hassan was shoveling sheep manure for what he hoped would be the last time. The next day, Hassan would report for his first day of work at the oil company, earning a much better salary. Soon, he said, he plans to buy a very nice new car.
BMW.
Many new BMWs already cruise the dusty, dilapidated streets of the Kurdish capital, Erbil, along with countless gleaming SUVs. Though Kurdistan's new oil reserves have yet to be tapped, the region is flush with more than $1 billion in oil money a year from its 17% share of the Iraqi national budget. The local authorities are using that to transform a region devastated by decades of conflict, building highways, apartment complexes, shopping malls, and airports. Just a few months ago, the first passenger planes began taking off from Erbil's brand new international airport to cities throughout Europe and the Middle East. It's a startling development for what was once one of the most isolated regions in the world.
Nobody dreamt of a single plane coming. Now, in some days, you find this place so full and compact, you wouldn't have a breathing space to stand in.
Zayed Zwain is the director of the new international airport. He points to an even larger $200 million airport, which is currently being built by a Turkish construction company less than a mile away.
I think in very short time we'll be competing with the major airports around the area. Our goal in the future is to compete with Dubai.
Gerhard Eigner of Austrian Airlines hopes to launch direct flights from Vienna to Iraqi Kurdistan as early as March.
This could be an important potential route because Erbil could be some sort of a gateway to Iraq because it's a safe place compared to the other places in Iraq. So a lot of business people would be coming via this gateway because it's easy to enter.
The potential here has some Kurds giddy with excitement. A top Kurdish official named Barham Saleh inspects the blueprints for the American University of Iraq in Sulaymaniyah. Construction began this week. The campus will eventually include sports facilities.
We have a golf course right now.
Golf course, yep. That's for our retirement.
Why not?
But Saleh says Kurdistan still has some huge systemic problems to overcome.
Money is coming in, but the state is the biggest employer in this region, and it is not effective employment. This is a big, big problem. It's not sustainable, and this is a big, big issue. Kurdistan region needs economic reform, needs downsides in the government.
A Western advisor to the Kurdistan regional government says the public sector has ballooned since the U.S. invasion, with farmers leaving their fields to grab easy, high-paying jobs in the growing security forces. Construction companies have had to import labor from southern Iraq, neighboring Turkey, and South Asia to complete their projects. Meanwhile, corruption has become a common complaint, a system of patronage by the two parties that have ruled this territory for more than a decade has crept into nearly every sector of Kurdistan's economy and society, including this cafeteria at Erbil University. Graduate students here say they're afraid to openly criticize the Kurdish leadership for fear of losing their scholarships. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Erbil, Iraqi Kurdistan.